In the lunchtime edition, most of the teachers at the Luther Thorne Primary again failed to turn up for work, forcing classes to be called off. Parents of students at the Anhill School, meantime, planning a protest over conditions there. Insurance companies worried about the number of accidents involving public transport vehicles, but not just the privately owned PSVs, also the state-owned buses. And pharmacists report a continuing shortage of some medicines, but insist there's no need for concern as alternatives are being sourced. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A large number of teachers at the Luther Thorne Memorial Primary School are again off the job, forcing the suspension of some classes there. Parents were called to collect their children from the school after being informed about the situation. About 3 weeks ago, parents were also asked to collect their children due to the absence of this teaching staff. When Starcom Network News visited the school this morning, some parents said they are concerned about the situation because the children are being disadvantaged.
Teacher called me and told me there were no teachers at the school, so she was trying to call the school, couldn't get an answer. Tried calling the teacher, no answer. So we just came down and realized that there were no teachers at the school. I mean, really wanted, it would spike a teacher's not working. It's ridiculous.
I didn't got no teachers at the school, so I said, they got my number, so they didn't call. So I just come down here and collect my son.
God tell me that.
They ain't got no teachers and ministry in sight. We had to hear from somebody.
Parents were calling other parents, telling them to come for the children because no teachers were at school. No one has said anything about the first time, and no one has said anything about this time either. My child isn't yet ready for common entrance, but the common entrance children, they are being totally disadvantaged. We as parents should know what is going on. We don't know. We have no clue what's going on.
There aren't any teachers at the school, only monitors and children. Really a much of an inconvenience. I mean, come on. You show up, you bring your children to school, then in less than 2 hours, you got to come and pick them up. No, you got to find somewhere to place them.
Parents of children at the Luther Thorne Primary. Meantime, some parents of students at the Ann Hill School are concerned about the health of their children and want action taken to address the environmental issues they say are plaguing that school. A parent told Starcom Network News, more needs to be done.
My concern is this more in the classroom and that the students and the teachers have to be outside for classes. That is not right. That is a health hazard to the children, and I really don't feel that they should be subjected to that. They can't put them somewhere. This can't be wet before I don't know about the rest, but I'm going to pull my child out of school because he's asthmatic and that is not good for him.
And the first vice president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, is concerned that the issues at the Ann Hill School are yet to be fixed.
There are still issues with the construction across the road, with the drilling, as well as the constant dust. We are still awaiting results of the environmental tests regarding the mold. So the teachers have remained on the outside of the classrooms until those results are given. There was a suggestion at the meeting with the Ministry of Education to go online or to be relocated. However, nothing has come from the Ministry of Education saying what is possible or what is going to happen.
The first vice president of the BUT, Julian Pierre. There's concern among local insurance companies about the number of accidents involving public transport vehicles, and not just the privately owned PSVs, but also the state-owned buses. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, tells Starcom Network News that representatives of the insurance companies met recently with Minibus and ZR owners who had complained about the difficulty and cost of getting insurance coverage. Mr. Graham says while the operators were given the assurance that they have not been blacklisted, the number of accidents and the high insurance payouts from such crashes is a major worry for the sector.
For this year alone, I'm sure the numbers already gone well over $10 million in payments, right? I mean, we are talking millions because it is not just the vehicle itself, but it is the injury, the passengers, the legal fees, the medical costs. All of those associated injuries do run up in the millions, right? So for this year, for sure, in 2023, we are more than likely already above $10 million in claims related to those type of accidents. But over time, I'm sure it's tens of millions. But for 2023, we are probably already above $10 million in claims relating to those type of accidents.
The insurance companies told the minibus and route taxi operators of the need to do more to improve driving habits and reduce the number of accidents. The insurers emphasized that the insurance cost is directly linked to the risk being insured. But Mr. Graham tells Starcom Network News that the concerns also extended to the buses operated by the state-owned transport board. Recently, several people were injured when two of the board's new electric buses collided head-on, and over the weekend, videos circulated showing another of those buses having run some distance off the road and into thick bushes. Mr. Graham says the risk of big payouts from transport board crashes worries insurers as well.
One reason, obviously, is because you can end up with mass casualty circumstances, which we need to avoid as much as we can. But the second issue is the Road Traffic Act provides up to, in effect, $60 million, you know, in liability for anyone who has accidents. So you get the law, you get the injury concern in the first place, but then in the second place, you get the cost just being unbearable, right? So there's definitely concern in private and public once there's a passenger carrier vehicle to minimize those accidents.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Pharmaceutical Society reports a continuing shortage of some medications is an issue recently highlighted by Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley at a high-level international meeting where she spoke about the difficulty countries in the global south have in sourcing medicines. However, the president of the Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Ward Rogers, assures the public that there is no need for concern as alternative pharmaceuticals are being sourced.
Certain shortages in medication areas, but it's not really a need for panic because these suppliers have been working meticulously all around to find alternatives, even if certain brands are not available. Most of the time, a reputable alternative is provided within a certain amount of time. So it's something that's happening, but nothing to really cause mainstream panic. Probably your favorite brands and stuff might be out, but there would be an alternative most of the time that would be available to help keep the patients on track.
The president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Marlon Ward Rogers. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, says the Guyanese economy continues to experience record growth supported by the government's modernization plans and unparalleled oil and gas sector expansion. The IMF's executive board, in its latest assessment on Guyana, says overall real GDP is projected to grow by 38.4% this year and on average 20% per year over the next 4 or 5 years. The death toll from a volcanic eruption in Indonesia has gone up to 22 after rescuers found 9 more bodies. The search for the 10 missing hikers on Mount Merapi resumed today after being paused due to safety worries. Our top stories. Most of the teachers at the Luther Thorne Primary again failed to turn up for work, forcing classes to be called off. Parents of students at the Ann Hill School planning a protest over conditions there. Some of the parents summoned the press to the school today to again highlight their concerns. Insurance companies worried about the number of accidents involving public transport vehicles, but not just the privately owned PSVs, also the state-owned buses. There was a meeting recently between the insurers and the PSV operators. Pharmacists here report a continuing shortage of some medications, but insist there is no need for concern as alternatives are being sourced. The IMF praises the record economic growth in Ghana. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.